night for you guys on the Senate, and a lot of these insurance bills that were approved by the House were amended. A lot of them, I think all of them are amended. None of them, I don't think, are going straight to the governor's desk. But you approved a lot of them, including the bill dealing with the insurance commissioner and the ability to reject rates. Tell us about – I was watching the debate. It seemed like a lot of it was on a particular amendment that Senator Bass didn't like. But tell us where that bill stands right now after it got approved by the Senate last night.
So that bill is kind of a – like an NFL journeyman that was on, you know, five NFL teams in 5 years. So that bill started out saying it was House Bill 148 by Jeff Wiley. And the bill started out saying that if you get renewed, like say you renew your homeowner's insurance or your auto insurance premium, and let's say it's going up from $1,000 to $1,200, it will show you the old amount and the new amount on the renewal. And that is to give consumers an awareness like, oh, man, my premium's going up. You know, maybe I need to inquire why, what changed. Maybe I should go shop around and try to get a better rate. Because a lot of times people just renew and they don't look to see if it went up or not. So this is a great consumer advocacy piece that is good and transparent. So that's how it originally started. Another bill got amended onto it that dealt with rate-making authority, and this is on the House floor, I believe, rate-making authority of the commissioner, and they had some things in there that dealt with whether, like, we're one of the few states that really distinguishes between a competitive and a non-competitive market when setting rates, and a lot of states don't do that anymore. So it took that out, but it also took out some of the actuarial guidelines that really is very common practice in this country. I think 40-something states use it to set rates or to deny increases or decreases. So we put that back in the bill on the Senate floor last night, the part about, you know, the commissioner has – the rate making has to be actuarially guided, and that's what you want, Jeff, you know, when you're doing these rates. A third part of the bill was added on – came from a Roger Wilder bill that dealt with the commissioner's ability to determine whether proprietary information that insurance companies use to set rates, and it dealt with transparency on that end. So I know that's a long way to get to an answer, but it was a bunch of different concepts that were kind of all came together, and that's kind of where that bill ended up.
So The actuarial part of this, when it comes to rejecting rates for the giving the insurance committee, basically before the bill got amended on the Senate floor, it was basically saying if the insurance commissioner sees an insurance company proposes a rate increase of whatever, he or she can just simply say, nope, I'm rejecting that. That on surface just looks way too high. Now, based on the language that you've added, he or she now has to look at the data.
Well, it's really keeping what we do now. So that you're right. The first part is right, that actual language was taken out, and then we put the language back in. So that is not changing. That's the way existing law is now. We just kind of reiterated that and put that back in. We did take things like in current law. A rate can't be deemed excessive if it's deemed a competitive market. We're taking that out now. So rates will be scrutinized for being excessive, whether we're in a competitive market or not. And competitive market means if it's a competitive market, that means there's availability. If it's a non-competitive market, let's say like workers' comp was years ago when we had a crisis, there's just no availability and the market is considered non-competitive. So that did change, which is good. That's good for consumers. But we just put the actuarial stuff back in that's already in the law now.
So what is that? If the way it looks right now, the way the Senate passed it, what actually changes? Does the insurance commissioner really have more power or authority? You know, some of these words that I guess us in the media world have been using. It almost sounds like nothing really changes then.
Well, what changes is you have the commissioner now is the one who decides what information is proprietary when insurance companies file for rate increases or decreases. So the insurance commissioner is the one that decides whether that's proprietary or not. Whereas before there was a process that could force it to be public, but it was kind of a convoluted process. So that changed in the bill. And then the part about where the commissioner could not deny a rate that's excessive in a competitive market, that has gone away. But they still all have to be actuarially justified, which is what you want. You know, you want rates to be driven on an actuarial basis.
Got it. What about some of the other bills that cleared the Senate yesterday? I think there was a total of seven of them.
I think it was seven.
Yeah. What? Anything in particular that you like that you sit there and say, okay, this is, I think, a significant piece of legislation?
So one bill by Emily Chenevert on modified comparative fault, the way our law works now, you could be 95% at fault in a wreck and still collect money because of that 5%, or you could be 80% at fault and still collect money. Most of the states in the South and a lot of states in this country have gone to, you know, modified comparative fault. If you're the one who caused the accident, you know, you're the one that's got to pay for that. If we're not doing this percentage thing anymore, if you're over 51% at fault, you're at fault. And that's important, and that's good. Another bill is currently we have a no pay, no play for $15,000. If you break the law and don't get insurance, you can't collect the first $15,000. We move that to 100. Hopefully that will incentivize people follow the law, get insurance, because we don't want people driving around without insurance who cause harm to people, and those people who cause harm can't collect, and vice versa. So that's a good one. We have a bill on medical bill transparency, where all the medical bills, and this sounds crazy that we don't have this already, that the jury and the judge can see all the medical bills so they can make an accurate determination on what a plaintiff should get to pay for their medical bills. So those are, you know, there may have been a couple more. I think there was one on illegal aliens, you know, can't collect if they're in a wreck, and, you know, because obviously they're not following the law either. So look, it was some good stuff. It was a good package of bills and things that we've been trying to do for years. And we pulled these ideas from other states. These aren't novel ideas that no one has ever tried before. We looked at why our insurance rates are so high and what can we do to lower them, and what other states are doing that have been successful, and that's what this package reflects.
All right. So nothing's heading out of this package. Nothing is heading to the governor's desk, right? It's got to go back to the House approval?
Some of those might have not been amended
In
Senate committee, so those would go straight. I'm not sure which ones.
Yeah.
The one on medical transparency, we've got some work to do on that. We're going to put that over to the House and let them take a bite at it. I know modified comparative fault was amended. I don't know if a couple of the other ones were, but they're all moving along and everybody's kind of on the same page. So things are moving along nicely.
Very good. I think that's all of everything I had for you. I guess we'll see. We'll see what happens. Whether this you got a couple more weeks. So hopefully this can get all sewn up.
Yeah, about 3 or 4 more weeks. I think June 12th is when we adjourn.
Okay. All right, Senator, thanks for talking with me.
Anytime.
All right,
bye-bye.